In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who brings to us something that we can call to mind. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we are baptizing Alexa and Wyatt, and as soon as I saw what the readings were for this Sunday, I thought that's absolutely just the perfect reading for them from the Old Testament, because I remember the very first Sunday that Alexa and Wyatt joined us. They joined us, and we got to that point in the service where we began to speak the psalm together responsively. And it was Psalm 29, and in Psalm 29, there is this part that says, "And I cry out to the Lord." And just at that very moment, one of them, Alexa or Wyatt, I don't know who, but it was a noise from back there, and one of them just let out a little bit of a cry out to the Lord. And I was like, oh, that totally fits what we have here in Lamentations. Because the word Lamentations, it means to cry out. It means a lament. And that is what this book is all about. This book is thought to be sort of Jeremiah's last song in his prophetic book, where he's telling the people of Israel about what is going to happen to them. And what is going to happen to the people of Israel in this prophetic book is that they are going to be taken away because of some bad political misdealings that they have had with people around them. They've been cutting these treaties with people that God has said don't cut treaties with them, and now they are going to live out the unfortunate consequences of those actions, which means that the Assyrians and the Babylonians are going to come down, and they are going to take the people, and they are going to take them out of their homes as basically prisoners and captives, and they're going to take them away from their home. And as all of this is transpiring, Jeremiah, it seems, is writing the book of Lamentations. And the way that I think about the book of Lamentations is really as a song that is being played as the credits are rolling on Jeremiah's prophetic book of his own name. And so as Jeremiah has been telling all of the children of Israel, this is going to happen, bad things are going to come, but it's not going to be the end. As that is happening, and as the credits are rolling and you're seeing which actors played who, then you hear this song in the background. And this song in the background is playing as you possibly see the people of Israel being carried off into whatever foreign land that might be. And it just looks so desolate, and it looks so hopeless. And if you read the rest of the book of Lamentations, that's really what it seems like Jeremiah is saying. That everything is so desolate and everything is so hopeless. And that's why the book is called Lamentations. It's this crying out of things aren't right. Things are not the way that they are supposed to be. And if anybody is a good picture of that, it's probably an infant. An infant who doesn't have a problem with lamenting when things are wrong. An infant who doesn't have a problem with lamenting when they're hungry, or when they're tired, or when they're uncomfortable, or when they just want to cry for seemingly no reason. And so Alexa and Wyatt are perfect pictures of that human aspect of our lives where sometimes we just need to cry out. And maybe for us it's not when we're hungry or when we're tired anymore. Maybe for some of us it is. Maybe for some of us it's not when we're just uncomfortable. Maybe the problems that we have to cry about are more complex. Maybe the problems that we have to cry about are just trickier. But there are times where we all feel like, I just need to cry out to God. I just need to cry out to Him and say, something isn't right here. I am hungry. I am tired. I am weak. I am frustrated. And unfortunately, just like the children of Israel, we know the reason for that. We know that the reason that we are tired, that we are hungry, that we are weak, that we are frustrated, that we have broken relationships, that we have all manner of things that we cry out to God for, or that we live in a sinful world into which we deposit our own sins. And so that when Alexa or Wyatt cry out, that we actually own some of that. That Jeremiah, as he is watching his people being dragged away into slavery, that he owns up to the fact that his sins, in part, have brought his people to this place. And so as we cry out to God, we also recognize in ourselves the fact that our cries are because of something that we have done. And that the cries of others, even, are because of sins that we have done and that they have done. And there will even come a day in Wyatt and Alexa's life where perhaps we all mourn and lament over their sins. As we see them do things that we understand are not good for them. As we see them do things that we understand are sins, and we say, no, I wish you wouldn't do that. As they're let off into the consequences of their sins, just as the people of Israel were let off into the consequence of their own sins. And it can all get to be kind of overwhelming. It can all get to be kind of frustrating. It can all get to be something that we cry out to God and we lament and we say, what is going on, God? And just at that moment in the book of Lamentations is where we land today in our reading. Just at that moment, if you read just a little bit earlier in this book of the Old Testament, you'll see that what the person has done who is writing this down, what Jeremiah is experiencing at this point, is finally he's throwing his hands up and he's saying, I don't have any control of this. I can't fix this myself. And he calls on God. And he calls on God's everlasting love. He calls on God's unending mercies. And just before he says this Old Testament reading, just the very verse before, he says this interesting line. He says in verse 21, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. I really wish they would have included that in the lectionary. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Say it with me. I'll say, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. One more time. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. As Alexa and Wyatt grow older, they are always going to have this memory to call to mind and to have hope in. As they grow older, even if this baptismal font for some reason goes away and no longer exists, they can still call this to mind and have hope. Because in this water, Jesus Christ deposited His everlasting love. He is depositing His unending mercies that we call to mind and have hope when we see that cross. That when we call this to mind, our baptismal date, that we are calling that to mind. That we are calling to mind that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on a cross and forgave our sins through the power of what He sacrificed there. So that He could come into our world and suffer with us. That is what His compassion means. Compassion, it's a word that means suffering together. And He saw our suffering. He hears the cries of Alexa and Wyatt. He hears our cries, and He came down into this world so that He could suffer what we suffer. He could suffer our temptations. He could suffer even the consequences of the sins that we commit. And out of that, He gives to us something to call to mind. And so for everyone in here who is baptized, for everyone in here who knows that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins so that they might be forgiven, this call to mind this. And have hope. Amen.